Turn to 1 Timothy chapter number 1. Amen. 1 Timothy chapter number 1. I want to begin reading this morning, if God be our help, at verse 15. The Bible says, "This is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptation, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am chief. Howbeit, for this cause I obtained mercy, that in me first Jesus Christ might show forth all longsuffering for a pattern to them that should afterward believe on Him to life everlasting. Now unto the King eternal, immortal, invisible, the only wise God, be honor and glory forever and ever. Amen. This charge I commit unto thee, son Timothy, according to the prophecies which went before on thee, that thou by them mightest war a good warfare, holding faith and a good conscience, which some put away, some having put away concerning faith, have made shipwreck, of whom is Hymenaeus and Alexander, whom I have delivered unto Satan, that they may learn not to blaspheme." I want to preach this morning, if God will be my help, for just a few minutes on this thought. I didn't do it. Amen. I didn't do it. As we look at this morning, and we see Paul as he's talking to young Timothy, and he's encouraging him in the faith as he lines him out on the job that he has to do. Now, young Timothy was a man of God who had come up under Paul, and Paul would call him his son Timothy because he ministered to him and he birthed him into the family of God through the Word of God, amen, being taught by the man of God. And we see this great courage here, and Paul begins to lift up before anything else the God of glory, that great God of heaven, the King of glory, if you will, amen, so that we can and give Him glory to the King. Amen. I'm so glad we serve one today that is Almighty. Amen. He sits in His place, and His place is a high place. Amen. His place is a Godward place. But He tells young Timothy here, He said, just stay faithful to the Word, stay rooted and grounded. He said, because you're going to be into a warfare. He said, you're going into a conflict. Amen. In this world, I want to say we're in a conflict. We're in a battle. We're in a war zone in this world which we live. There's a battle on every hand. Hey, if you ain't in one, just get ready because one's coming. Amen. A lot of times we're in one or two at a time. It seems anymore. Afflictions everywhere. Tribulations all over the place. Battles come up every day that we face. But I'm glad today on the authority of God Almighty that I don't have to fight the good fight of faith by myself. I'm glad, praise God, I've got one when I go a warfare and against the devil and the flesh and the demons of hell. I'm glad I got one this morning. You've got one this morning. We've got one this morning. Praise God, who's a great warrior. Praise God, He's a chief. Amen. Commander. I'm glad we can see that, because Paul was telling young Timothy, he said, there's a warfare. He said, there's a campaign, Timothy, and said, we got to be ready. You know what he was telling him here? He said, all the responsibilities of an officer in command. He said, listen, it's going to be put upon your shoulders. You're going to have to stand to the task. You're going to have to be ready when it comes at you. He said, it's a great responsibility to be a child of God. Did you ever think about the responsibility this morning, youngins, that me and you have as a child of God? It's not to be taken lightly. It's a serious thing to be called a child of God. Amen. But I'm glad, just like young Timothy, we've got a great commander, a high commander this morning, a magnificent commander, a commander that knows all, praise God. There's nothing that's ever taken by surprise. There's nobody that's ever been able to sneak up on Him. Amen. Glory be to God. He's always seen them coming. He knows their tactics. He knows their ways. And praise God, I'm glad our supreme commander this morning, praise God, is always there to intervene for me and you. Amen. He told young Timothy, the responsibility, amen, is coming at you. But just remember who the great commander is. The commander in chief, Lord Jesus Christ, praise God. He's already won the battle. And they said, there's a battlefield that's set out in array. And he said, you got to be careful. If you don't, if we ain't ready for the battle, amen, we're liable to be caught up deserting. Amen. I believe there's a lot of so-called old soldiers, praise God, that got caught up in a battle and couldn't deal with it, tried to deal with it the best they could in the battlefield. But the Bible says that they went away from God. Amen. They put away that constant faith that they needed. They put away those things, praise God, that they need to have it done all stand in a time of trouble. And they was, he said there was a time when they was moved away. He said, a good conscience, which some having put away concerning faith have made shipwreck. Amen. He said, we got to be real careful. We got to be rooted and grounded in this thing. If we ain't careful, amen. Hey, listen, said I did. Hey, listen, I didn't do it. Praise God. There's been times in my life and things come up, and it'd been a whole lot easier, Brother Austin, just to turn around and go the other way, and just to give in and give up. But glory be to God. I'm glad I didn't do it. Amen. There's been times in your life. There's been times in our life. There's been times in this church. It'd been easier just to turn around and walk away. But I'm glad, glory be to God, I'm glad this morning that I didn't do it. Ain't you? Amen. Praise God. I like it those times, praise the Lord, when the God comes through. Amen. He'll take that old stuff. He comes through like a steamroller. Glory be to God. And all that old ugly, nasty stuff that would hinder us. Praise God. He steamrolls over it. He bulldozes over it. Praise God. Opens the door and pushes her out. Amen. Amen. Glory be to God. He said, got to be careful. He said, having put away concerning the faith. Amen. Have become, having made shipwreck. He said, we got to be careful, praise God. Amen. Not putting away that confidence that we have in faith in the Lord. You know, preacher, when times get hard, it's easy to get discouraged. It's easy to get dissuaded. I know it is, praise God. But there's a God of heaven, amen. We've got to remember that He's already victorious. Praise God. We've already won. When we get to the bottom as low as we can do, we ought to just lift up our head, throw up our head, and say, glory be to God anyway. Because, praise the Lord, we're winners, glory to God. Amen. We know the end result, praise God, right now. Amen. We are winners through Jesus Christ, our Savior, praise the Lord. We've already won. Amen. But he said these two fellows, he said, of whom is Hymenaeus and Alexander? Now you know Alexander, he was the coppersmith. And because of their faith, amen, because they turned their back on God and they began to blaspheme. Now they seen the mighty power of God. Amen. I said they saw the mighty power of God. They see God moving. They seen the Spirit of God. They seen the real God. Amen. But what they did, they put in, because of their self, because of the flesh in which they live, they begin to accredit the things of God to man. Amen? They begin to blaspheme the Holy Ghost of God. Amen? If we ain't very careful, praise God, that's what we do. Amen? We'll begin to contribute the things of God to ourselves. Amen. And Brother Rex talked about it in Sunday school this morning. He said, look what I did. Amen. Hey, it ain't about what I did, praise God. Look what he did. Amen. He saved me, praise God, when I couldn't find my way. Somebody just jump up and shout. He became my way, glory to God. When I couldn't find a way, glory. He came to be my way. Amen. You remember where you were today that you were saved? You may be here this morning. You maybe never been saved. But wouldn't it be a good day to get saved? Wouldn't it be a good day to get on the right side? Wouldn't it be a good day to get right with God? Amen. So we have that perfect help that we need. Amen. So we can be satisfied in the Lord. What's wrong with people today? Nobody's satisfied. Amen. You can't be satisfied in this world. Amen. I've been talking to people all week in hospitals saying, you cannot be satisfied in this world without the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. But with Jesus Christ as your Lord, praise God, there's satisfaction in the Lord. Amen. But he said, hey, listen, he said, let's not take the things, the mighty works of God in the tribute of the man. Let's give the credit where credit's due. Amen. Amen. I ain't able to do nothing. You say, well, preacher, I do this and I do that with the help of the Lord. Amen. Amen. I said, with the help of the Lord, we do this and that and another. Amen. If we didn't have God Almighty, if we didn't have the Lord to help us, we couldn't get out of the bed. You couldn't scratch your head. Amen. If you wouldn't have enough sense to scratch your head if it wasn't for the Lord. Amen. Praise God. Glory to God. But we can't be attributing the things of God, the things the Lord does, amen, to man, the works in our lives. Amen. We can't attribute the presence of God in our lives to man. Amen. Hey, brother, it ain't how close I get to Him. Amen. Hey, it's not how close I get to Him. It's how close He gets to me that matters. Amen. Praise God. My old feeble attempts ain't enough to get me close to God, because Jesus Christ, my Savior, loves me and He loves you and He comes to you, praise God, and He tries to get really close. Amen. He wants to take you up in His arms. He wants to pull you under Himself. He wants to love you, praise God, in so many ways you'll have to like one of them. Amen. It's not about me. It's about the presence of God. It's not about you. It's about the presence of God that comes to you. Yeah. Amen. Begins to draw you up. Have you ever felt the drawing power of God? Amen. If you're saved, you have. Amen. If you're a child of God, you've been in this thing for a time at all, praise the Lord. These times of time, praise, you can just feel like, just like some invisible arm just reach out and encircles you and starts pulling you to Him. Amen. Sometimes it'll get so sweet. Sometimes that embrace will get so good and so strong, praise God. He'll squeeze the juice out of you. Amen. It'll start running out your eyes. Amen. Praise God. You'll start a blubbering and a squalling and a carrying on. You get to can't help it and you don't care. But praise God, it's all right because you're in the presence of God. Amen. Never disallow that. Never take that upon yourself. It's a gift of God.
Amen.
Amen. The Holy Ghost of God comes along. You ever notice how it's... Just slow down here a minute. Just lay this out here. Because me and Rex is kind of on the same theme this morning. Amen. It's if it wasn't for the Holy Ghost of God, that would all be impossible. But the Lord Jesus Christ left out of here and He said, if I go away, I'll send you another comforter. He said, I'm going to send you... Now watch this. He said, I'm going to send you a consoler. Someone, when do you need a consoler? All the time. But when do you really need a consoler? When you're in trouble. When heartache comes. When things are difficult. Amen. Listen, young people, look at me just a minute. Without the Lord Jesus Christ, you don't have no help in this world. There'll be times mama or your friends or papa or mama, hey, when nobody else is around. When you have to make a decision. And it seems like you're all by yourself. But I want to tell you on authority of God's Word, this blessed old book, King James Version, by the way, it says, praise God, if we'll put our faith and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, that you're not... Somebody just shout. He said, you never have to make a decision by yourself. He said, I'll be there with you. And he said, praise God. He said, I won't have to ever say, I didn't do it, praise God. I didn't make a decision without Him, praise God. Because He unctioned my heart from the throne of grace and said, look, youngin', I've got the best way. I am the best way. Just follow me. Amen. Yes. Glory to God.
Thank you,
it makes a difference. That way that we have through God Almighty, praise God, He shows us the direction. Listen, young, that's what I'm saying. I said that to say this. We all need the Lord every day of our life. But the thing about Him is if you get Him, you get Him forever. Amen. He never leave you nor forsake you. What He's talking about is that presence. The presence is always there. But what we have to do, what Paul's telling young Timothy, he said, recognize the presence of God. Let me just say something. The Lord brought this to my heart, so I'll just say it. In this place, in this body of believers, we come to a place that we disregarded the presence of God. Amen. What are you saying, Pastor? I said, we took for granted the Spirit of God. And He just about rode over the door to Ichabod and just about left. Amen. The presence of God is real. It can be grieved and it can be grieved away. But the thing is, according to the book, He longs to be with us. He longs to be in us. He longs to help us this morning. He longs for His presence to be with us where we are. So that when we gather together like this, He's in the midst.
Amen.
Amen. I like it when I'm a preacher or in the choir, we're singing, and you look back across the congregation, and over here you see somebody, and maybe their eyes are all teared up. You look over here and somebody else, boy, they just a bubbling over. Amen. Praise God. And we get to be part of what that is. That's the presence of God. Amen. And we can't take it lightly. We can't take it for granted. We can't blaspheme the Holy Ghost of God. Amen. Praise God. We got to say that's God Almighty.
Amen.
You say, preacher, what are you talking about? What I'm trying to convey, what the Lord is trying to, I don't even know why I'm going this direction. But God, yeah, I do too, because God wants us to. Amen. If it wasn't for Him, God wouldn't have anyway. But anyway, He said, hey, Lord, great praise. He said, I want to be in the midst, my presence. And He said, when I'm here, praise Lord, all I want you to do is just say glory to God. Amen. Praise the Lord. You know, you say, well, preacher, I ain't very eloquent. I don't have very good words. Praise God, all you got to do is get jump up and say, He's here! He's here! Praise God. Amen. Hey, you can't get, if you're a child of God, you can't go nowhere without Him. Amen. How you got, you say, preacher, I don't have no big testimony. I don't know what to say. Praise God, I never done drugs. I never drunk alcohol. I never done this or done that. Praise God, I didn't do it. Glory to God. They say, glory be to God. You ought to shout and praise God the more. Amen. They ain't no, listen, young people, there's no better testimony than that. That you never got caught up in the sin of this world. Amen. What would happen if you consecrated your life to the Lord now? Said, you know what? I'm going to live right. I'm going to do right. I'm going to act right. I'm going to live for Jesus. According to that book, all days of my life. Amen. Glory to God. What a testimony you'd have. Amen. What a testimony you'd have. All the days of your life, praise God. And so that you might finish well for His glory. Amen. They said, listen, the presence of the Lord, it's not ours. Amen. It's not by us, but it's by God Almighty. The very presence of God. Amen. Our unworthiness, amen. The blasphemy of God, amen. See our own unworthiness like Paul did. Paul saw his unworthiness. Amen. He said, this is a faithful saying and worthy of all expectation. That Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners. What did he say? Of whom I am chief.
Amen.
Amen. You know what I see? I see Paul falling on his face as he was writing this. Oh God, have mercy on my soul. I'm not even worthy to pin down what you're putting through my heart. But praise God, be glory to your name for what's happened to me. Amen. What took place in me is because God Almighty, praise the Lord, He moved upon my heart. I can see Him as He falls on His face. Praise God. He said, howbeit for this cause I obtained mercy, that in me first Jesus Christ might show forth all longsuffering for a pattern to them which should hereafter believe on Him to life everlasting. Paul said, glory be to God, Lord, that You've seen fit to make me a pattern. Amen. Anybody know what a pattern is? Ain't nobody in the house raised their hand. You see how much women sew nowadays, don't you? Amen. You don't make your clothes no more, do you? Amen. You buy them at Hamrick's or Belk's. Amen. Or the Goodwill. Amen. But a pattern is something that you use to go by. It lays everything out for you, puts it in place. So it can be cut out, so it be marked, so it can be used. Amen. Paul said, hey, listen, God, he said, glory to your name. You made me a pattern for somebody, so that somebody could use me as a pattern for their life. Wonder what your pattern looks like. Amen. Is it pretty accurate? Can't lay it out, pin her down, praise God, and it all be good. so that they could just follow the line of your life, praise God, and march on into glory. So that they could come to the saving knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ, be saved, born again, birthed into the family of God. Amen. What's your pattern look like? Amen. Now, if you ever do woodworking, you can go buy patterns. And they give you a pattern. They say, yeah, everything you need is here. And you get that pattern, you lay it out, and you can take tracing paper and put it on there, and you can mark out the things. You don't even have to measure them and cut them no more, praise God. They give you the pattern, they give you. But listen, they some of them patterns, that's not complete. Because you can't take and put a 4 foot bench on a pattern, it'd just be too big. So what they do, they give you the beginning, and they give you the ending, and you've got to put the middle together. Amen? Now I'm going somewhere, stay with me. They give you the beginning, they give you the ending, and you have to put it together. Amen? So you have to meet the measure in between. See, that's what God does for me and you. He gives us a date, the day that we're born physically in this world. And we have a date when we end physically and we leave this world. But there's a dash in between that is your life and my life that we have to fill in. Amen. And Paul said, hey, listen, the pattern of your life, God lays it out, what he would have it to, how he'd have it to start, how he'd have it to end, praise God. He said, it's up to you and I to fill in the middle. Amen. So he tells young Timothy, he said, listen, he said, if you'll follow me as I'm a pattern for Christ, praise God. He said, I've started the beginning. He said, I didn't start out right. I'm not worthy of anything. But praise God, there's a God of heaven that come to where I was and made me what he'd have me to be. So I finished my course and finished her well. He said, I'm confident that he'll keep that I've committed unto him. Amen. Against that day. So he said, Timothy, he said, if you'll pay attention, so I'll show you how to fill in the gap, how to make your life complete, so that you'll have it, so you can fill in that space, amen, which is called life. Amen. Glory be to God. Praise God. He said, I'm not worthy, but God's gave me this opportunity to be that guidance, that leadership, that example to you. And I haven't said that. Let me ask this. What kind of example are we setting for folks around us? Our wife, our husbands. Amen. You realize that's the closest neighbor you got? Amen. The Bible said we're supposed to love our neighbor as Christ loved us. Amen. Our neighbor, that's the closest person we got. It's our husband or wife. Amen. We're supposed to be an example to them. They're supposed to see Christ in. They're supposed to see us trying to put this thing together. And a husband and wife, they can work at it. They're supposed to work at it together. They're supposed to be helpmeets. Those that's fit, praise God, to pull the ends together and make it work. But in all that, there's a whole bunch of little old young'uns that's watching us. Amen. And I wonder, I was sitting in the study today, I thought, what kind of example am I being? Amen. To all these little young'uns. Do they see the love of God in me? They see Christ in me? They see something in me that they would desire to have that would help them, that encourage them? Amen. Hey, listen, can I smile at them? Can I love them? Can I let them know that I love them and Jesus does too? Amen. How is our life reflecting the light of Christ? How is your light reflecting today? Amen. Are we being good examples of the Lord Jesus Christ? God help us. I said, let me say this. We can all do better. Amen. Amen. Every one of us can do better. Amen. Be a better reflection of Christ. Be a better pattern for the Lord. Amen. Praise God. He said, listen, said Esau, they was two fellows here. They blasphemed against God. They took upon themselves the things of God. They didn't credit God for his goodness. And he said, I'll deliver their flesh to Satan. He destroyed the flesh so that the spirit might be saved. Amen? Listen, we need to, as Brother X talks about, we need to mortify the deeds of flesh. We got to put it together or put it down so we can come together and do right. We got to mortify the deeds of flesh. Get rid of it. Amen. Flee those things. Flee fornication. Flee the adultery. Flee the things of this world that so easily beset us so that we can do right for the glory of God. So that we can give glory to God. Amen. And not to this flesh in which we live, but to God Almighty, that He might get the glory. Look back in 2 Thessalonians. Just back a page. You say, well, why? Because the devil's walking about like a roaring lion seeking whom he will devour. Amen. He wants to tear us up. He wants to mislead us. He wants to take us in the wrong direction. And our flesh, our worldly self would like to follow that. You say, well, preacher, I'd never go that route. Your flesh will. Amen. Paul said, that I would, I do not, and that I would not, that I do. Amen. We're no stronger than Paul. Amen. He was a great man of God, a righteous man of God. But deception will come into our life if we ain't careful. Paul says in 2 Thessalonians chapter number 2, verse number 3, he said, let no man deceive you by any means. Now when he says let no man, that means me and you. Amen. You know who the biggest deceiver of you and I is? It's the devil, and it's his flesh that we live in. Our own self is our biggest deceiver. Amen? It'll deceive us. It'll take us the way that it wants us to go. For that day shall not come, except there come a falling away first, and that man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition, who opposes and exalted himself above all that is called God, or that is worship. So that he, as God, sitting in the temple of God, showeth himself that he is God. An absolute picture of blasphemy. Contributed to ourselves, contributed to the flesh, the things that's done of God. Amen. We can do nothing. Jesus said, you can do nothing without me. Amen. Praise the Lord. So with God, we can do it. But praise God, without him, we can do nothing. But said the devil, amen, sets upon the throne. He's going to sit upon the throne and present himself as God. One day he's going to say, look what I did. Amen. He didn't do nothing. God set this thing up, praise God. And it had to attribute all, give God the glory, not the flesh. Amen. Because Satan would like to claim the glory. Amen. But he said, we're in a warfare. We're in a campaign. Amen. He told Timothy, he said, we're in a campaign against the devil and the demons of hell. But he said, listen though. He said, but we're winners. We got to remember, praise God, that you are a winner. Because Jesus has already overcome. He's already gotten the victory for the whole world, by the way, that belongs to him. Amen. Look at Psalms, the 24th Psalm. The Bible says this in verse 1. It said, the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. For he hath founded it upon the seas and established it upon the floods. Who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord? And who shall stand in his holy place? Here's the answer. He that hath clean hands and a pure heart, who hath not lifted up his soul unto vanity nor sworn deceitfully. He shall receive the blessings from the Lord and the righteousness from the God of his salvation. This is the generation of them that seek him, that seek thy face, O Jacob, Selah. He says, what do you think about that? He said, he's the God of glory. He's the God of heaven. He's the God of everything that we see. He said, praise God. He said, he's that one that we need, amen, to help us to overcome. Verse 7, he goes on and said, lift up your head, O ye gates, and be ye lift up, ye everlasting doors. And the King of glory shall come in. Amen. And the gatekeeper. Now you can picture this. I've used this many times. Boy, it blesses my heart every time I think about it. The gatekeeper, he said, who is this King of glory? Can you see that? Can you see the gatekeeper standing there and the Lord says, lift up your head, O ye gates, and be ye lifted up, ye everlasting doors. And the King of glory shall come in. And the old gatekeeper. The old gatekeeper, he says, who is this King of glory? And he says, the Lord strong and mighty. The Lord mighty in battle. I can see him as he steps up and he shows him his hand and his feet and his piercing side, praise God. He said, I've went to battle. He said, I've won the victory, praise God. He said, I've made you to become winners for God. Amen. Bless his holy name. What a God we serve. But then we see a time when he'll come again. And the Bible says in verse 9, said, lift up your head, O ye gates, and even lift them up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. And the old gatekeeper, he's there again. Amen. Several years later, a long time later, and the gatekeeper said, who is this King of glory? And he said, the Lord of hosts, he is the King of glory. Selah. What do you think about that? He said, the Lord of hosts, praise God, as he marches in with the thrones of humanity that he's purchased unto himself. Praise God, through his precious blood. He bought you. He paid a price for you. And if you'll come unto him, praise God, you can be saved and become part of the host of God. Amen. Praise God, so that you can give God glory as the God of glory. Amen. Bless His holy name. We see the power of an almighty God in His presence. Amen. That's what Paul would tell young Timothy. Praise God. He said, because we're already winners. Amen. If you're a child of God, you're already a winner. Amen. You've already won. So he told young Timothy, he said, just holding the faith. Amen. As I think about that holding of faith, I think about hanging on, cleaving to something that's dearly beloved. So holding on to it with all our strength. Amen. Longing to be with it, longing to hold it, longing to love it, longing to be in the presence of it, longing to praise God to never, ever let it go. He says to Timothy, he said, holding the faith, praise God. He said, just hold on to it, praise God. Don't give up because it's got you. It'll get you, praise God. It'll deliver you over on the other shore.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. I'm glad I didn't give up. Amen. I didn't do it. I didn't blaspheme. I didn't contribute nothing to nobody but the Lord for His goodness. Amen. He said, holding the faith. Amen. I see him holding the faith, holding something love, but not only holding something love, but holding it like holding a lion in war. Amen. When the battles are raging and people turn out for the battle. I mean, there used to be a time when Americans was proud of America and when war would start up, and I'm glad it's still that way today. Young men, praise God, would fall out, and they'd go sign up on the dotted line, and they'd take their place on the line to fight the war, to fight the battle, praise God, to take it to the enemy, praise God, before they brought it to us.
Amen.
I'm glad we still got that mentality in America. Most of us. Amen. There's a whole lot in the world today. In America, they'd like to give America up. Amen. We'd like to become part of some old worldly thing, praise God, where there's no protecting yourself. You got to trust in somebody else. But praise God, I'm glad for a line of defense. But that line of defense that we need is none other than the Lord Jesus Christ, praise God. He makes up that hedge, praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. That line of defense in a time of war. Amen. Where people will come together and stand on the line. Stand toe to toe, praise God, ready to fight against the evils of this world. Where we love and where we pull and love God so much that we begin to love each other. Amen. And we're there to help each other every day. Amen. Or to be to where, Brother Bill, your battle's my battle. Your fight is my fight. We stand together united, praise God, for His glory. Amen. Winner. Holding the faith. Praise God. Amen. Praise. Hey, but we got to be careful because unbelief, that lack of faith that we have, it can put us in a bad way. Amen. We got to keep our faith. He said, which some having put away concerning faith have made shipwreck. Amen. He said, we've got to be set holding fast our faith, praise God, because we put away our faith, we become unbelievers, we get caught up in unbelief. He said, we can become shipwrecked. Now let me just say this. Give me about 5 more minutes, I'm gonna quit. But let me just say this. When we talk about those ships, we think of a ship, we think of a floating vessel. Now it's easy. It's easy to have faith in the vessel, in the ship, when it's in the moorings. You know, when it's pulled up to the dock and it's anchored down on every end and in the middle and it can't go nowhere. And it's just sitting there pretty still in the water, occasionally a little movement. But it's setting our moored in the bay, setting our moored in the harbor, setting our moored in a safe place. It's easy to have faith in it when it's there. It's easy to have faith when it's tied down, when it's secure, when everything about us is known. But Brother Bill, when you was on that big old ship and you take your moorings off, you pull up, you weigh the anchor, you pull her up and you head out to the deep blue. Amen. Where any minute the storms can come up and the waves can crash. Amen. And the hurricanes can blow and you're out there in the midst of nowhere. Nowhere to go, nowhere to turn, nowhere to get a solid footing. Amen. Praise God. It's easy to have faith when you're secure. But sometimes, amen, when we get out there in those deep waters, amen, I praise God. That see, Paul's telling Timothy, he said, when you're out to sea, praise God, he said, that's when you got to stand, you got to believe in faith that the God of heaven, the same one is there when you was born, praise God, is the same one there when you need more.
Amen.
Amen. He's there to calm the waves. He's there to speak peace. He's there to watch over you. He's there, praise God, to steer the waves. He's there to keep you safe. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Praise the Lord. See, we see that when we're there, and it's easy when we're in the church house. And it's easy to take the Word of God and sound doctrine and believe it and apply it in the house of God. Amen. But when we get out to the end of the world, and we're living out there in the seas, and the turbulent and the waters is a crashing. Amen. That's where the rubber meets the road. See, it's easy to take doctrine. It's easy to believe in faith right here. But praise God, what happens when we, the sound doctrine here, when we go out there, it should lead to a sound life in the rough. Amen. It should. Paul said, what we need, praise God, is holding faith and a good conscience. Praise the Lord. He said, we ought to be confident, just like we were when that boat's anchored down, when it's tied down, when it's secure. He said, we ought to still have that confidence in the Lord. When the ship is there, amen, when the waves begin to roll, we still have it. We still have that same confidence. Praise God, even in the rough times, even when the waves are crashing, the Lord's still the same. See, we've got this thing in our head that, you know, God's God in the good times, but He's not God in the bad times. But I want to say He's always God. He's God of the good and He's God of the bad. You say, well, does He create bad? Amen. He allows things to happen. Amen. But praise God, it don't change how He is. It don't change that He's God. He is still God, praise God. And when their ships are raging out there in the sea, when the times in my life, I can use me, in the times of my life when my seas were raging, when the storms was coming, praise God, I didn't do it. I didn't give up on God. I didn't say, Lord, I don't know what's going to... Lord, I guess You've just left me. No, I said, Lord God, here I am, stand in need. Lord, I need Your touch. I need Your help. I know You're still there. I know You still hear me. I know You love me. Amen. And those waves are crashing, those waves are rolling. And praise God, all of a sudden I hear down in my soul, the wave may still be, but I hear down in my soul, peace be still. Amen. Praise God. That boat may be still a surging on them waves, and maybe crashing up and crashing, going up and crashing down. But praise God, there's a peace in my soul. The Bible says it passes understanding. Amen. Why? Because the God of heaven, the Creator, praise God, the Creator from creation to salvation, praise God, the Lord's always been there with me, and He'll not leave me now. Amen. He created me in my mother's womb, praise God, birthed me into the family of God, and He's not going to forsake me now. He's given me all that I have, just like He has you. Amen. I didn't do it. I didn't leave Him then. I didn't put Him away then, praise God. I didn't put my faith in anything else. And I'm not going to start now. I'm going to trust in the Lord because all that I have is from Him. Let me close in this. Just let me look at 1 Timothy. Go over about one page, 1 Timothy chapter 6, in verse number 6. The Bible says this, but godliness with contentment is great gain. For we brought nothing into this world, and it is certain we can carry nothing out. Amen. In other words, we didn't get nothing. God give us all that we have. And having food and raiment, let us be therewith content. But they that will be rich fall in temptation and a snare, and to many foolish and harmful lusts, which drown men in destruction and in perdition. For the love of money is the root of all evil. It didn't say money. It said the love of money is the root of all evil. Which while some coveted after, they have erred from the faith and pierced themselves through with many sorrows. He said we bring our sorrows upon ourselves many times because we forsake the God of heaven, the God of glory that's promised to have us and keep us. He goes on in verse 11, says, but thou, O man of God, flee these things and follow after righteousness, godliness, faith, love, patience, and meekness. Fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold on eternal life, whereunto thou art also called and hast professed a good profession before many witnesses. Amen. Praise God. I'm glad I didn't do the things that this whole world and the flesh would have me do. But praise God, I do the things that God would be pleased with. What about you?